In a meeting on May 29th, Francis uttered another massive heresy. He told a story about how he rebuked a woman for converting two children to Catholicism. This blatant heresy from Antipope Francis is another striking confirmation that we are and have been totally correct in our characterization of him and his heretical position on this matter. Here's the Italian from the Vatican's website, and here's an English translation. I will quote the relevant portions. Francis stated, quote, "I had a bad experience in this in a youth meeting a few years ago. I was coming out of the sacristy, and there was a lady, very elegant. You could also see that she was very rich, with a boy and a girl. And this lady who spoke Spanish says to me, 'Father, I'm happy because I converted these two. The boy here comes from such and such a place, and the girl comes from another such place.' I got angry, you know, and I said, 'You didn't convert anything. You failed to respect these persons. You didn't accompany them. You proselytized, and that is not evangelizing.' She was proud of having converted them. Be careful to make a clear distinction between apostolic action and proselytism. We do not do proselytism. The Lord never did proselytism," end quote. So this is blatant heresy and anti-Catholicism coming from Antipope Francis. He preaches a false gospel. This alone proves that he's a manifest heretic and not the Pope. Although this is another extremely clear example of heresy coming from Antipope Francis, he's actually taught this heresy many times, as we've proven in our material. See our video, Debunking Certain People on Francis and Proselytism, for more quotes. This latest example also exposes again how dishonest the defenders of the Vatican II sect are when they lie to their listeners and tell them that Francis only rejects forcing people to become Catholic or the prosperity gospel. No, he doesn't just reject those things, as this quote proves again. He also rejects efforts to convert people to or convince people of the Catholic faith, and he does it over and over again. It's been proven. So don't listen to those dishonest and heretical defenders of the Vatican II counterchurch. They've been totally refuted. Also, notice again how Francis defines proselytism as converting people. His definition of proselytism includes efforts to convert and convince, that is, legitimate and necessary evangelization. He condemns that, and thus he condemns the Church's teaching and the true gospel. It's also ironic that as Francis was denouncing proselytism, he got angry and actually proselytized the woman to his heretical position. Some people also don't seem to realize that even if Francis did sometimes say that people need to become Catholic and reject X or Y religion, which he never says, he would still be a manifest heretic on this matter. That's because heretics typically contradict themselves, as Pope Pius VI taught. That was the case with Nestorius, Pelagius, and others. When heretics contradict themselves, they must be held to their heretical statements. That's the Church's teaching. So even if Francis did sometimes try to convert someone from a non-Catholic religion, which he never does, he'd still be a heretic for condemning efforts to convert people on many other occasions. It's similar to supporters of abortion who sometimes claim to be pro-life. If they repeatedly support abortion through their words and deeds, it doesn't matter if they sometimes claim to be pro-life. They are considered to be pro-abortion. It also makes no difference that Francis sometimes says, preach the gospel, or evangelize, or describes work as apostolic action. Because, as this example shows again, in his warped understanding of evangelism, preaching the gospel, and apostolic action, they are incompatible with efforts to convert people and pull people out of heresies and false religions. His understanding of evangelism, preaching, and apostolic action is heretical. So it has been proven once again that Francis considers it illicit and wrong to convince people of and convert people to Catholicism. He's a manifest heretic and an antipope, and it's contrary to Catholic teaching to obstinately profess communion with him.